last week we were learning. Is it Len? Yeah, we're learning Sir Erich Mandel. Yeah. Sir Erich Mandel talks about being a couple stuck up from.
Thank you.
From I have. I kind of do need it. I'll share here. There's another one. Okay, so Erich Mandel talks about being mekabel stuck up from Nochem, and we're talking about it for Chil Hashem, and you're giving him schar, and all the problems that whole sugya of being mekabel stuck up from Nochem. The mechaber, the packets are here. It's not in the packet, but I'll just read the Ramah to make it easier. So the Ramah says this whole issue, the mekabel stuck up from a guy, the shaila is, does it apply as well? That's talking about individual people taking stuck up because they're poor people, etc. But as far as a shul, what about as far as a shul goes, or a moised and non-individual people? Is it a problem to take money from goyim or from non-from people? So this sukkah is what we gave out. Is the starts with the Gemara in Erech in the Mishnah Shkolim. The Mishnah Shkolim says, Zaklop, Kosha Nidir Venidev Mekablin Miyodan, Kosha Eina Nidir Venidev Mekablin Miyodan. So one of the people we're talking about here is a guy. The Mishnah doesn't say it preferish here. V'chim Meforsh Ayde Ezra Shenemer Loi Lachem V'lanu Livin Ayis Beis Elokeinu. So the Mishnah Shkolim here brings a pasuk that in times of Ezra, it says that he wanted to concentrate on trying to build the Beis Hamikdash through Jewish funds. And he says, Loi lechem v'lanu, libnei space lekenu. He doesn't want to give the goyim a hand in building the Beis Hamikdash. So the way the Mefarshim say, what does it mean, kol shenidev v'nidev? It means anything which is a carbon. That's a Mefarsh pasuk. Adam ki yakriv mikem carbon l'Hashem, is that you're allowed to bring, even a goy is allowed to bring a carbon. Right? Ki beis tefillah yikari l'chol ha'amim. Even a non-Jew is allowed to bring a carbon. And memela avada carbon itself, you're allowed to accept from a goy. That's a Mefarsh halacha.
And then mechuv to bring it when it's a neder now?
Yeah, l'chari they are mechuv to bring it. Hagam, that the Rabbi Kivego asks in Baba Katan, in Avodah Zarah, Daf Hey, Amud Beis, there's a Gilyan Hashas over there. So Rabbi Kivego asks, why are they mechuv to bring it? L'chari, they're not, one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Inarach, they're not mechuvin by Yachel, in being over in the neder. So even if they bring the neder, so they could be over by Yachel on it. So how is it chal? So Rameir Stern's said over this cash one time. So he said, Pshat is because a neder, you have to keep it even without Bayachal. Even if there would be no pasuk in the Torah telling you that if you said something, you have to keep it. You have to keep it anyway, because you said it. It's only, you don't have to get so technical. Yeah, Bayachal, Nish Bayachal. A person makes a neder, they have to keep it. That's the kind of answer to Rabbi Kivego's kasha. This is a din that the neder itself is mechayev the person to do without Bayachal.
Anyway. Create a chiv, though.
Yeah, but maybe the stringency of it will be
different. It's a tifa var. But anyway, the idea is that you're not supposed to stop lying anyway. But even without bayach. So the point is that karbonos you can take from a goy. Okay, what about bedek abayis? What about that they want to participate in the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash? So the Mishnah says here, we try to avoid them having any hand in the building of the Yerushalayim and in the building of the Beis HaMikdash. This is brought down also in the Gemara in Erechin, Davav. And the more over there, it starts qualifying exactly what's the issue. So the more over there says a little bit of a different idea. The Gemara says like this: Tana Chada, Oybi Kacham Shis Nadiv Nedavel LeBedek Abayis Mekavlin Hemenu. You're allowed to take something from the Bedek Abayis. V'Tani Yidorei Mekavlin. But another pasuk says you're not supposed to take it from them. So it's a stira, right? Are you allowed to take from them for the Bedek Abayis, which means like for the upkeep of the Beis Hamikdash or not? So Amar Be'Ela, Amar Be'Yechanan LeKasha. The way Rashi learns, it means when you're coming to collect money to build the Beis HaMikdash, you shouldn't take money from them. But once it's built, keep it going, you're allowed to accept money from the guy. Now, Rashi learns, now I know one more din. But Besoif, there's two points. One point is that in the beginning, okay, you shouldn't take from them anything, even money. when you're talking about the beginning, building the base of Mikdash, you shouldn't even take money. But Levasoif, once it's up, and now the only question is the upkeep, you're allowed to take money from a non-Jew, but you shouldn't take a davar mesuyim, a specific item. Why? Because a specific item is giving them like a chelek in, and Rashi says, Shinir ba'ayinim, the gnayu. It's a gnai that you should have this thing. Or where did this come from? Oh, it came from the guy. It's a gnai. So since it's a gnai, it's mamish bezoyin for the Beis HaMikdash to have a specific item come from a guy, you're not supposed to take it even b'soyin. That's how Rashi learned. So according to this, will come out that a davar mesuyim you're never allowed to take from the base, from a guy for the base of Mikdash, but a non davar mesuyim, if it's money or something like that, you're allowed to take from him in the process of, once it's up for the upkeep, but you shouldn't take it in the process of the building. Now Rashi says that besides for the pasuk of loy lachem that we learned in Shkolin, there's another problem here. Rashi, if you look at the Rashi says the shem alirifu nadayim miskavnin. The reason we don't want to take the money from them when we're collecting to build the base of Mikdash is because maybe their kavana is that they want to throw at you and say, oh, we're going to give you all this money, then the Jews are going to stop collecting from themselves and there's going to be a lack of Jewish funds. Because now no one's going to give money anymore. Just get from the write the grant and get the money from the government. So I don't need to give you. I should sponsor that thing. There's a grant for it. Look over there. And, you know, I'll give you the money to sponsor the grant writer. But the point is, I don't have to. He'll take care of it. So since Lemaisa, it's going to cause people rifyun yadayim. They're not going to want to now participate and give their own money towards the binyan of the Beis Hamikdash. So that's why Rashi says. Now I don't know. It's a little complicated. Rashi does not mention the Gemara in Shkolim loy lochem. We'll see. The Rambam does, but the Rashi doesn't mention that that's the issue over here. But this is the setup according to Rashi. Okay?
Who goes fix the sacrifice man that looks like the wave?
Okay, so what about Hordas? The whole Hordas thing is hard to understand according to this. But what you have to say is that also a sar, a malchus, the Gemara says a malchus, there's less of a chashash that they're going to stop in the middle.
So therefore, he wasn't a guy,
first of all, maybe he is, but there's less of a chashash that he'll stop. When he was from Malchus Chashmonai or something.
Jewish king, he doesn't have it, I don't know what to
do. Yeah. Right. But also, Malchus in general, there's less of a chashash that he'll stop doing it. So, how does the Rambam bring down all these halachas? So there's two Rambams over here. One is in Matnas Aniyim, in Hilchos Tzedakah. One is in Erechin, which is Hilchos Beis HaMikdash. Okay? So the Rambam brings this down as follows. Now we'll see how this can end up applying today. But let's just first see the Rambam. So the Rambam says, Akum shehisnadiv lebedek habayis. Okay? A guy makes a promise for the bedek habayis. Ein mekabel mimenu lechatchila. You're not supposed to take it from him. But im lokchum mimenu, once he gave it, ein machzir lo, don't give it back because it's going to create problems. You don't want my money. One thing, if you can avoid taking it. But if you once you got it, then you shouldn't send it back to him. Haya hadavar mesuyim. But if it's a davar mesuyim, kagan kaira ay even, then machzir lo. Kedei shlo yelen davar mesuyim b'mikdash. So the Rambam does bring down the pasuk loy lochem that we don't want goyim having a chelek, and he says that's what it's talking about. It's talking about a davar mesuyim. Okay, so the Rambam learns that the chilutin b'tchil b'soif wasn't talking about the beginning of the base, the beginning of the building or the end, like Rashi. He says different pshat means. Mekavim b'tchil means lechatchila, but yes, mekavim b'soif means b'di'evit. If you took it, then you could. But even that, a davar mesuyim shouldn't take. Okay. Now, there's another Rambam. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Erechin, the Rambam adds in an important kedush. So the next Rambam, we'll finish the Rambam in Matnas Aniyim in a minute. But let's just look at the Rambam here in Erechin. The Rambam says like this: Akum sha'amar d'mei alai, oy d'mei plani alai, noisin kifi nidra. If he makes a promise, you give it. Ve'ena noifel alishka. But we don't want to put it as part of the upkeep of the Beis Hamikdash. Ein mekabel min anochin yedava oyneder lechazek es bedik abayis or bedik Yerushalayim. So Rambam says you don't even take money from a guy for the upkeep of the Beis Hamikdash. Shenemar, this pasuk, lo lachem v'lanu live nice. V'nemar v'lachem ein chelak. So the Rambam basically says is that even if you, and Rambam Kanievsky puts the two Rambams together, and he says that really you're not supposed to give them any money for the upkeep of the Beis Hamikdash at all. If this that the Rambam says that if he gives it to you, b'di'evin, you should keep the money, but don't use it for that. Don't give him back the money, but keep the money for something else.
Even if he gave it for that.
Just don't do it. Just don't do it, but don't give it back. Give him something else. Is
that going to cause problems? Or where's the door that I gave?
What's going to use for statue?
What? It was a nedava for the Beit HaKabayis, so lechatchila you're not supposed to take it. Zokta Rambam, even though lechatchila you're not supposed to take it, but b'diavad you take it. But there's a Rambam here that says that you don't put it into the pot of the lishka. So Zokta Rambam, that's what it means. You take it, but use it for something else.
So what do you mean? Like, the guy sponsors a door and he sees his name on a window. He's like, what do you mean? I didn't sponsor this.
Well,
you take it for maintenance?
You're taking it for one thing.
No, so the Dover Mitzuyim.
He didn't specify.
If he's giving you a Dover Mitzuyim.
He didn't specify.
Right, no. If he gives you a Dover Mitzuyim, then you're not supposed to take it. Altogether. That we already learned.
If you took it.
No, even b'diavad, you're not supposed to take a Dover Mitzuyim.
That's Abraham Kanansky saying if you took it, even if he said for the door, give it back.
B'diavad that you take. Even the money that the evidence you're going to take, or a double masuyim, let's say he gives you a brick, okay? But it's not masuyim; it could go anywhere. Don't use it for go. You know, go say, oh, there's a new development project in town. It's a stucco project. There's a poor guy that needs to build his house. I'll give it to him.
He sponsored the door, $5,000. I want this for the door. I want my name on the door. And you have the $1,000.
That's a double masuyim.
What do you do with the money? What do you do with the money? What do you do with the money? You have it in your hands.
I don't think that's what they were talking about. That's nowadays that we do that shtickle. They take the money for the door. That's not. We're talking about the guy wants to sponsor a door, he gave the door.
Oh, he didn't get money for the door.
Huh?
That's how they did it. He showed up with the door.
He showed up with the door. He wasn't like, you know, what do you want the plaque to say? It wasn't that.
And this is how much it cost.
Right.
What?
Yeah. So, the point is that by a guy, even if he gives money and you took the money, don't use it for the Beit HaKabayis or the Beis HaMikdash. We don't want them to have a chelik in the whole city of Yerushalayim, and we don't want them to have a chelik in the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. You even talk about it. Nowadays, you have a big, you know, if I mean, it's not up to us to be makbid about it, but theoretically, people building up Yerushalayim, you know, would there be an inyan to dafka take from Jewish people? The non-Jewish people are, you know, giving and this. Theoretically speaking, if it was up to us to decide who the government, whoever is building these projects, was taking money from, would we be makbid that they should dafka take money from Jewish people because of this pasuk to be mechazik the Yerushalayim? For sure, in the old city, maybe there would be such an inyan. The Paiskim Yitzit Eliezer has a shmuz about this. Okay. But anyway, it's not.
You mentioned.
You mentioned earlier about goyim and non from people.
Okay, not from, we're not up to yet. Okay. So now, there's one thing in the Rambam makes this whole discussion a little bit less relevant than one would have thought. Because the Rambam, if you go back to the previous Rambam in Matnas Aniyim, okay, so I underline the line there. The Rambam says, Avol, the Beis HaKnesses, for a shul, mekablin mehen lechatchila. This whole thing is only talking about the Beis HaMikdash. But a Beis HaKnesses, even though many of the halachas of a Beis HaKnesses are learned out from a shul, of the shul, learned out from the Beis HaMikdash. But Lagabi, this thing, and I looked at, there's a Chuvas Maharam Shik about it, there's a Chuvas Chasim Soif, everyone just quotes the Rambam. No one, Lamaisa, says why, where the Rambam get this from. The Maharam Shik just says, since it's the Pasuk that was talking about the Beis HaMikdash, in the Chaboy Lechidusha. So therefore, but there's no real chilk in Svara.
He said, but
in Yerushalayim, right, but not a shul. Bedek Yerushalayim means because Ezra was talking that to fix up the city, he didn't want to collect. So Ezra was talking about the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. He didn't talk about a shul. So therefore, says the Rambam, in Chaboy Lechidushay, and therefore, it's only Asr in Avol Beis HaKnesses, you're allowed to take from them Lechatchila.
So as you say this,
now the Indian of taking from them lechatchila, okay? Lechayer, sure. What that means is even a davar mesuyim. Lechayer, it's even allowed to take from them a davar mesuyim because either Rambam is not clear, but lechayer you're allowed to even take a davar mesuyim from a guy, and that's what it's really mashma in Aruch Chaim in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. It says over there that you're not supposed to take neiris that were used in a church. Maybe they're avodah zara, maybe they're not avodah zara, and bittul b'shishim, and the whole complicated Indian. If you're allowed to use the wax that was left over from a church, now they're donating it for the shul, are you allowed to use that for the lights? What do you mean? Not allowed to take money, a davar mesuyim from a goy, right? So it's only these things which are avodah zara related, but otherwise for a shul, you're allowed to take even a davar mesuyim from a goy, if you could avoid, giving them a specific plaque or whatever, you know, that's better. But theoretically speaking, from a goy, it's mutter. That's what it's mashma.
We don't have the full Hashem aspect here.
What? No, because they're offering it.
Let's say we're looking for it.
What?
Let's say we're looking for it.
Well, we said last week.
Okay, what about the Chal Hashem aspect? So I don't know if the Chal Hashem aspect applies by a shul either. Because it's not the poor people. It's not the pshat is that, oh, they can't support each other. It's a different Indian. There's a big project going on in the community. It's a different idea.
The Rav last night spoke about,
oh, giving them a schar.
The raya that, no, because they have material motive.
Okay, so we spoke about that last week. That's why you're allowed to take government programs, for example, some place can say, the Shevet Levi, the Devariyatsev, whatever, all of them say that the reason that you're allowed to is because they're doing it for their ulterior motives.
But here it would be even more direct, because there we were talking about stuff.
Right, so the stock is a bigger chiddush because that gives them more schar. Now, why is it that you're allowed to take from a basic knesset and not what happened to the other problem that you're taking stock and giving them schar? So he said giving schar is only on something which is for the aniyim. But since we find that they're allowed to give karbonis and a basic knesset is like a carbon, so they're allowed to give that. So therefore, they're allowed to have that type of schar. They're just not allowed to go give them schar to support Jewish people. That's better to avoid. But for the binyan basic knesset itself. Okay, that's why I know that there was some people. What?
The riff in your dinosaur.
It doesn't come in over here for some reason. Now it could be that that's because the Rambam Lashitosa, some want to say what he's asking is if the idea is that you're not allowed to collect from the guy is because it's going to cause this the element that the Jews aren't going to want to give. So then what happened to that? What's the difference between a basic nesis and a basic? But the Rambam didn't bring that reason. The Rambam only brought the pasuk lachem. He didn't bring the rifini daim svara. So Rambam Lashitosa, it could be that's why.
It's a big present. He has $3 million. I'm saying if they have a million, send me $2 million. So the grants can help. But
it's true, but you never know. So give someone an excuse.
Whatever you say here, you say by Beis HaMikdash. Whatever way you get out of it by Beis HaKnesses, you use it to get out of it by Beis HaMikdash.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if Rashi would hold of this chiluk necessarily, but the Rambam who says that the yesod of it is from this pasuk, that pasuk is only talking about the Beis HaMikdash. It's not talking about the Ashur. Okay? So the Maisa, this is what's paskin. What? So the Chayra of Davar Masim is also okay. Because once we knock out the whole din, even though Davar Masim is okay.
So when it's a Bedek Yerushalayim, there's no shuls other than the Beis HaMikdash?
Yeah, it was for upkeep of Yerushalayim. So the Tzitz Eliezer asked, what about a shul in Yerushalayim? What's the din?
Now, how about the Ramah saying these three words, though?
What?
Kedash, Yisraeli, Frash.
Yeah, that's normally the case. You know, he's saying, I want it to be, use it the way you would use it in your shul. That's understood.
But nowadays, the person who's giving it has to do it to you. A lot of times, the person writing the check has nothing to do with who's giving it to
you. Yeah, the assumption is that they don't have that problem.
It's a given?
Yeah. Now, the Ramah brings this down when we're holding a Rishon and Dal. You don't have it, but I'll just read it. Avalim misnadvin davar beis hakneses mekabel mehen. So, Zloshin is misnadvin davar. The beis hakneses mekabel mehen. So, it would seem like a davar mesuyim, even a davar mesuyim is mutter for a beis hakneses. That's l'chayra the halacha for a guy. If you can avoid it, if you can avoid it, then it's and avoid giving them the plaque and all that, it's okay. But it's not the same schar like by a supporting a niyim, and it's like a carbon. And memela, there's no pasuk, so you're allowed to take it. And there's no chil Hashem aspect because you're not talking about individual people either. Okay. Now the Ramah over here ends off with the following words. If you want, we could pass these out for the last 10 minutes. I'll just show you a few things in here. Right here. This is the other packet. Okay, we'll switch to the Shulchan Aruch over here. So the Shulchan Aruch is in the end of the. You can give me back these. Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch. Here, we can take back the other ones. The Shulchan Aruch over here is in the end of Siman Reish Nun Dalet. The last thing in the packet, Siman Reish Nun Dalet. Let me see where it is in this print. Okay, here, Reish Nun Dalet. It's page Ayin Hay on the top of the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, the last line in the Ramah in Siman Reish Nun Dalet, the Ramah says like as follows: Im misnadvin davar lebeis hakneses mekabelin mehem. That's what we just spoke about. That in a beis hakneses, a specific thing is mutar. Aval, but says the Ramah, loy min hamishumad. But you're not allowed to take it from a Jew who is mishumad, who is
a prostate
that does avodah zara. Apostate. Yeah. Not, yeah. Kitzer al Meshumin. So, an apostate.
Yes. What did you say?
Apostate is. So, Bekitzer, so he says over here that a Meshumin, a Mumer, Lavoy Dazara, you're not allowed to take money from him for Beis HaKnesses. Okay? So this is why, because we're saying the top reason you're not allowed to take from a guy is because it's like a carbon. But the Gemara says you're not allowed to take, even though you're allowed to take a carbon from a guy, you're not allowed to take a carbon from a mumer. A yid who's does avodah zara or who's an apikaris, okay, is worse than a guy. We got me this. You're allowed to take a carbon from a guy. You're not allowed to take a guy a carbon from an apikaris. So therefore, okay, so that's a good question. So we'll get to that. But the point is, he says right now, therefore, you're not allowed to take from him anything for the basic nesses. Now, the question here is, what are you not allowed to take? A davar mesuyim, or you're not allowed to take anything? So that's
it's
a big question.
The korban. It's going probably the laws of the korban. Seems like korban was a mesuyim, and therefore it doesn't let you have a mesuyim. It's only got to be the bet hakavayis. That's what the korban is for.
So therefore, bet hakavayis would be okay.
Yeah. But if it's not being horish, then it sounds like it's
fine. Okay.
No, that it's that you can't have it. Whether beginning or end.
Right, because he just says not. He says you're not allowed to do anything.
Right.
So it's a little problematic to figure this out. Okay, so the first thing to know is you look at the Shach Sifkat Hanhei. The Shach Sifkat Hanhei says, over Chuvis Ma'bit,